Hi, it's Phil Hendry, and it's time now for episode 300 of our classic podcast, a momentous, a milestone podcast here for our classic podcast. And this comes to us from 2005, December 22nd. It is Channel 19 news anchor Don Berman, who once again is in trouble with station management. This time he's been terminated from his job after he had an affair with a high school girl. Now, he says that if people don't write letters to the station demanding that he be reinstated, then he'll go on the air and tell everyone that there's no Santa Claus. And the extra added bonus of this particular bit, Don winds up getting hammered, I mean really drunk, as the bit goes along. So let's listen to Don now from December of 2005, and it is episode 300 of the Classic Podcast.
I got Don Berman on the phone from Channel 19 News, and I know that, Don, this has been a really challenging time as you head toward your final telecast on Channel 19. We want to welcome everybody, by the way, worldwide to the Phil Hendry Show webcast this evening, Don. So you're with us across the United States and around the world.
Well, Phil, first of all, I want to say hello to your audience, and I want to also say thank you to the many people who have supported us through a very challenging time. Teresa and I are meeting these challenges. They have tested, the very fabric of our life together and our marriage, but we're going to move ahead. And we continue to do so and continue to work at Channel 19, continue, hopefully, Phil, to making Channel 19's news department one of the top television newscasts in the country and put behind us what we can't control.
All right, now I understand this relationship, and if we need to get into a little bit of this, the relationship that you had with this young lady, you told Geraldo Rivera that you feel it was because of your dependence upon alcohol.
Without question, Phil. And we dealt with it not only in the interview I did with Geraldo, but also in our own news piece, A Time Like No Other.
Yeah, Time Like No Other. I saw that.
Yes, in which I very candidly talk about this young lady that I got involved with, unfortunately.
Now, you met her at a local car wash, and it just happened?
That's what chemical dependence will do, yes. I saw her. It was one of these high school car washes. We started to talk. But Teresa and I both are moving on, and we're getting past this, and we're asking for the support of our viewers and anyone who believes in a free press. And I am doing it as humbly as I can. But what we're asking people to do, Phil, if I could.
Go ahead.
We are asking that people, and please do it respectfully. We are asking that our viewers and our listeners and people who believe in a free press write to Mick Wasserman, who's the general manager of KULA-TV, and that is Channel 19 News, and tell him that you want to see Don Berman continue his work as an anchor on one of the most successful TV newscasts anywhere. Please tell him that you want him to stay on the air, and Teresa and I join you in thanking you for that.
And all right, now do you have an address, and then we'll get into what led up to this?
Yes, I do, Phil. If they could, address it to Mick Wasserman, the general manager, KULA-TV, 15260.
Okay.
Ventura Boulevard, 5th floor, Los Angeles, California, 91403.
All right. Now, does he know that you're actively campaigning to keep him from terminating you? And again, the reason why he is campaigning, or you are campaigning to have him not terminate you, is because of this relationship with this young lady, correct?
Yes. And look, I don't want to say that I'm trying to keep him from doing anything. Phil, Mick is a great general manager, and I'm trying to appeal to him. What I did was wrong. It was the result of an ongoing on-again, off-again battle with alcohol. This young lady was a high school girl. I made a very terrible mistake, and Teresa and I have talked about it. We're moving on. Teresa, my wife, understands that the kind of job I have, the pressures are enormous, but it doesn't come without rewards. There's a great income, and we've had, especially my wife, has had a very comfortable life. So we're very focused on this, on keeping Don Berman on the air. You know, we're...
Well, let me introduce what you are conflicted about. I know you want to talk about this. You want your job back at Channel 19 very badly.
I absolutely do, Phil, yes.
You are sorry that you were involved in this extramarital affair with this young lady.
I am very sorry, and I have told my wife that, yes.
You want your job back so bad that if Mick Wasserman does not rescind his termination of you and keep you on the air past tomorrow night, you are planning on something. You're planning on making an announcement, and I disagree with this.
Well, so I do, but I believe this was brought on by Mick Wasserman.
And what are you planning on saying?
I will say, and we have millions of viewers, which I would remind Mick Wasserman of. We have millions of young people who watch us. And if he does not rescind his termination, I will have no choice but to go on our newscasts tomorrow evening and tell the millions of children that do watch the news and our newscast that Santa Claus doesn't exist. And
all right, now my question exactly...
Phil, children get hurt, okay? Children...
All right, but my question is, kids are... You're saying kids are going to get hurt, but that's the result of it, huh? And...
Well, one of the worst things you can do to a child, Phil, who loves Christmas, is to say to that child that there is no Santa Claus. To tell a child that prepares the cookies, that gets the carrots ready for the reindeer, that pours the glass of milk for Santa Claus, to tell that child that there is no Santa Claus, but my hand has been forced if Mick Wasserman does not rescind his decision. And I'm very sorry for that, Phil.
Tomorrow night, you will go on the air and say that there is no Santa Claus to millions of kids. Now, here is my question for you. If Wasserman keeps you off the air before tomorrow night, he doesn't have to let you on the air.
I understand that.
Do you have a contingency?
We do.
What is that?
I am in touch with people at Channel 2, and they will run the videotape.
Is this a videotape?
It is a videotape of me making a statement to young people that there is no Santa Claus. There is no Santa Claus. There really isn't any way that Wasserman will keep me off the air from saying this. I'm asking him to let bygones be bygones, understand that my wife has forgiven me, understand that it was the alcohol talking, and that I'm having nothing more to do with this young lady.
She's a senior at a local high school, right?
I don't want to comment on that. And that my wife has forgiven me, and that let bygones be bygones, and let's help make this a great Christmas for a great many children. Now, that's what I'm asking.
You're listening to Don Berman from Channel 19 News. Mr. Berman has been terminated, with tomorrow night being his effective last night on the air by Channel 19 because of a... extramarital affair that went public. He was recently on the Geraldo show talking about his relationship with a high school girl and the fact that it was alcohol-induced. Mr. Berman is saying that if the television station doesn't keep him on the air past tomorrow night, he will go on the air tomorrow night and make the announcement to millions of kids that there's no Santa Claus. And it sounds benign, I guess, to a lot of us adults, but to a lot of kids, that means a lot. It sounds very calculated of you, Don.
Well, you know something, Phil?
Well, hold on. I'm going to give our phone number out first, and then you can make your comment. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. I'm talking with Don Berman from Channel 19 News. For you to say that you have no choice, you went out and had this affair with this girl.
But, Phil, we are getting millions and millions of phone calls. Not millions, but we're getting a great many phone calls, and we're getting an awful lot of support from a lot of people. They want Don Berman on the air. The fact that I had a sexual relationship with an underage girl is a very, very serious thing. I understand that. I told her father that I understand his outrage. I reminded him who I was and that it would be better if he allowed me to pay him the compliment of taking care of this through some kind of a financial undertaking with the family. My wife understands. Why Mick Wasserman will not allow me to stay on the air, I don't.
Do you know how many people have voiced support?
My understanding is, Phil, the letters and the emails are pouring into the television station by the minute. They want Don Berman back on the air. So there's no reason why Mick Wasserman would keep me off the air other than some personal problem that he has with me. And he may have a great many, but he cannot deny what I represent to that television station.
If he does not rescind his termination of you, though, you will very gladly go on the air and tell children that there's no Santa Claus. There's a lot of people who would consider that a rather bizarre, if you don't mind me saying, it's a rather very bizarre way of responding.
I understand that, Phil. I thought of a great many things that I could have done, and none of them appeared to be as effective as this, I think, will be. There's a great many things.
I mean, why not say to the guy, you know, suspend me for 6 months? Or why not say to the guy, you know, I can keep me on the early weekends. Why?
No, Don, no, Phil, I have been a fixture at that television station for a long time. No, I was the full-time anchor. I'm not giving that seat up to anyone without a fight. If Mick Wasserman wants to carve up the feelings of little children, if Mick Wasserman wants to gouge out the eyes of the innocence of children by keeping me off the air, that is his decision.
No, no. He's not the one making the announcement. And you tell me that if he keeps you off the air, you're going to have somebody at Channel 2 run the tape.
I'm telling you that Mick Wasserman cannot keep Don Berman off of the air because I simply had an error in my judgment. I had sex, yes, with a high school senior. Yes, I'm married. Yes, I'm being treated for alcoholism and sexually transmitted disease. But that has nothing to do with the Emmy-winning work I've done for that television station.
All right, Don Berman on the line with us. We'll get back to him and this effort by him to stay on the air at Channel 19. You probably saw the interview he did with Geraldo Rivera. You may have heard the fact that he was involved extramaritally with a high school girl and now wants his job back, even if it means he has to tell children that there's no Santa Claus. Now, I told him, I said, that's a really bizarre way of doing this. But he feels his I guess the die is cast. He has no choice. Either he gets back on the air at Channel 19, or as he said, the eyes of the innocence of children will be gouged out with his announcement that there is no Santa Claus. 1-800-449-8686. Good evening. Welcome to the Phil Henry Show. It's our webcast tonight. We are on the World Wide Web at www.philhenryshow.com and on your radio. And later on this evening, we'll also be talking with another one of our guests, Stephen Bozell of Corona, California. We'll be reading some email, and we will have tonight our presentation of A Christmas Carol. It's The Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. It's not news. It's The Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Henry Show is back.
Let me ask you something. Why don't you just allow Mr. Wasserman to terminate you and move on, accept that you've made a mistake?
Phil, I am not going to go back to San Diego. I'm not going back to Channel 10. I love everyone there, but I'm not going back to San Diego. I am on the second largest and in the second largest television market in the world. I worked very hard. The viewers are speaking. If I didn't have any viewers, that would be one thing. If we had no ratings, that would be one thing. But we have enormous ratings. We've built enormous credibility and trust with our audience. And Mick Wasserman wants to keep me off the air. Why? Because I'm a celebrity. Because I was attractive enough to a high school girl that she slept with me. I don't know. My wife has forgiven me. Why can't Mick Wasserman? Is there an agenda? Is there something homoerotic? I don't...
Oh, come on, Don.
Well, I don't know what it is. I'm simply saying that I think he needs to rescind his termination.
But to tell children there's no Santa Claus is to harm innocent kids.
I think it is despicable, but I don't take responsibility for it. Mick Wasserman, and I will tell you something else. I don't think it's a secret, the name Wasserman, that Mick is Jewish. Maybe he doesn't care.
I think that you bringing that up is almost anti-Semitic on your part.
I know, Phil, that has no credibility, that comment.
Why even bring that man's Jewish heritage or religion or cultural identity into it?
Because we are talking about children finding out there's no Santa Claus.
Because of him?
Yes, because of him. Who else?
You had the affair with a high school girl. You're the one who's got the alcohol abuse problem. You're the guy that has cheated on your wife. Not once, Don. You've been public with a number of extramarital affairs.
And I have talked to my wife about all of them. They're none of your business.
1-800-449-8686. Cheryl, hi. You're on the Phil Henry Show with Don Berman.
Yes, good evening.
Good evening.
I would like to tell that gentleman I have a sick Cheryl. My child...
You have a sick what?
Six-year-old boy.
You have a six-year-old?
Six-year-old.
What is a Cheryl?
A six-year-old child.
Yes.
I'm sorry, I didn't understand.
That's okay. What gets me is my child...
I thought it was a dog, a churl. She said a sick churl. And I thought it was a breed of dog.
Well, the thing is, the point is, innocent children have done nothing to this gentleman.
Absolutely.
If he has a problem and he's done things wrong, that's his problem. And I'm glad glad he came on to tell that he's going to be doing this, because there's no way I will have a radio on or a television on, because he's the one who did wrong. He needs to go back to therapy.
Well, Cheryl, can I say something? This is Don Berman.
Sure.
Don't you have any comment on the fact that Mitt Wasserman is Jewish?
You know, I think you bringing
it
that up
matter.
Is as low as it gets.
Well, why won't
it
he let
matter.
Children... why won't he leave the children alone?
You're the one who's going to get on the air and say there's no Santa Claus.
Because he has terminated me.
Because you had an affair with a 17-year-old high school senior.
Because?
I think the problem is he's had a good job. He's had it made. Now he has to come down to the real world and realize you have to give up things sometimes for the wrongdoing that you do.
All right. Why doesn't Mick Wasserman give up something? Why doesn't
Maybe
he give
he
up?
Maybe he has in his life. Do you know his whole life?
I know that he's a kid from New York City who came out west to California, to Hollywood, and has been very successful as a general manager. He's working his way up in the company. And my hat's off to him. Kudos to him. Now he's going to take Don Berman. I came up from San Diego in 1979, and I built up this news department. When I walked into that newsroom, they had one teletype machine. They had literally a guy who did the 11 o'clock report who had lazy eye. Do you know what I mean by lazy eye, Cheryl?
Yes, but
they had
fine.
A newsroom. A guy's eye went one way, and then the other eye stared into the camera. This is how sad. They were worse than Channel 13, and Channel 13 has been perennially pathetic. And,
all right, well, you're telling us all about what your career has been.
It doesn't matter. What goes around comes around 10 times fold.
Oh, get out of here.
What you've done wrong, you will pay back.
What do you mean what I've done wrong? I have been paying back. My wife has got her hooks into me now for another 20-carat diamond. What do you think of that?
That's materialistic thing.
You don't think that she doesn't have her mud hooks in me?
It doesn't matter.
Come on, are you kidding me? That's what you think is...
It's materialistic, just like you hurting children. You're out to hurt somebody.
And what do you think what my wife did to me when she said, guess what, we're going on down to Ben Kingsley's, which is not the actor, it's another guy who has a jewelry store, looks like Kingsley, though.
Why do you want to hurt children, though? Innocent children.
I desperately don't want to. I want him to put me on the air tomorrow
night. All right, look,
Cheryl,
is yours. Right and wrong is, this is the way you raise children. This is a very bad image to give anyone who thinks
Cheryl,
you're right for
you
doing
have
this.
That six-year-old in front of the television set tomorrow night.
Oh, no.
No, yes,
no.
You will. Yes, you will. Oh,
you want
yes,
to bet?
Oh,
do you want
to
bet?
You're telling me, Don Berman, I was number one Emmy Award winning. You're telling me
care.
You're not.
I don't care if you would be the
you're
president of the United States.
Tell her what
if
to do.
If you were going to say
you have
what you were going to do,
wait.
It would not happen.
Cheryl, you said you got a sick child, right?
Six-year-old.
All right.
Sick.
Get him
S-I-X.
Out of that sick. Get him out of that sick bed and get him in front of that television set.
No.
He's not sick. He's six.
He has a hearing problem.
Don't
as
tell
well.
Me no.
You can't comprehend what someone's
right.
trying to tell you.
Cheryl, thank you very much. 1-800-449-86. She's not going to get her kid out of that sick bed or anywhere else.
I am telling her and other parents, and when they sit their child down in front of that television set and TiVo it so you can make sure you TiVo it, ladies and gentlemen, so that when I do make the announcement, you can sit your child down and say, and this is what a Jewish general manager did to it.
You are an anti-Semite.
I beg your...
You are a freaking anti-Semite Nazi for saying it. You keep bringing that up. You sound like some propagandist from Nazi Germany.
What did you just call me?
I called you a Nazi. You keep bringing up this Jewish general manager.
Phil, I have worked at community relations and race relations. How dare you say that to me?
Well, then quit bringing up that the general manager station is Jewish.
Why else would he force my hand into telling these children that Santa Claus never existed?
You heard what the lady said, man. 1-800-449-8686. Get him on hold for a minute. You know, some of these people who call themselves egalitarian and broad-minded, and then they keep bringing up the Jewish thing. You know, well, you know, but the Jews this, the Jews that. That is the worst kind of scumbag. Now, I've known Don Berman for a long time, and I know that that's probably the alcohol talking and the fact that he's had a chemical dependency for... He's been in L.A., what, 26 years? I know he's been chemically dependent for about 24 of them. But hats off to the guy. He's been a success. He's going to go on the air tomorrow night and tell children that there's no Santa Claus unless Mick Wasserman, the general manager of Channel 19, hires him back after firing him for having a sexual liaison with a 17-year-old high school girl. Need I say more? 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. You need a checkup from the neck up. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Don, you told me, and where are you right now? You said that you've moved over?
We're over at, right now we're next door to the station. We are having a little bit of dinner, and we're going to go back and do the 11 o'clock news.
Can I ask you a question?
You can ask me anything you want, Phil.
Are you there having a cocktail?
I'm here, yeah, I'm having a cocktail.
And you're going to go back to work?
This isn't about me. This is about Mick Wasserman not allowing me to get my job back, even though I apologized for having sex with another teenager. Phil, we've been through this.
When you say another teenager, you sort of...
I understand I've had a problem, yes.
Yeah, you've had extramarital affairs with underage girls going back 5 years.
And Phil, can you lower your voice?
I have a tape that I'd like to play for my audience, Don. This is a tape. This is the... I believe this is the July... put Don on hold. This is the July 15th broadcast of the Channel 19 Evening News. This was his intro, and we're going to roll this so you can get an idea as to what we're talking about. All right, get Don back up. You heard that, Don, right?
Yes, I heard that, and that tape is probably the most played tape that, since Casey Kasem started screaming at his staff over the dead dog dedication. That tape has been everywhere. I understand that I was drunk that night.
I just didn't know how many of my listeners had heard it. 1-800-449-8686. Let's go to Sharon. Sharon, go ahead.
Hi. Hi. Find your behavior most appalling. You should be brought up on charges for statutory rape. And your
boss
has every right
to terminate. How can I be brought up on charges for statutory rape when she seduced me?
It doesn't matter. Anyone under the age
She seduced you.
Well, this lady knows what I'm talking about. She's
no, it doesn't matter.
A high school car wash wearing nothing but a little bikini top.
It doesn't matter. You're the adult. You're the adult. She's the minor. It doesn't matter.
She's 1 month shy of her 18th birthday.
It doesn't matter. She could be one day shy. It's still statutory rape.
You know, Sharon, I bet you've got that one little brain cell of yours programmed with the words, it doesn't matter. No matter what I say to you, you'll say it doesn't matter.
No, really? You know, I find it admirable that for 26 years you brought up your radio station or your TV station. You don't deserve it.
I don't deserve what?
You've lost the respect, and you say you're an alcoholic and you're out having a drink? What would make us think as viewers that you don't go around and have sex with another minor if you're still out drinking?
I don't have sex with minors. I have sex with women.
You do, you admit it.
They're 17 going on 40.
No.
And you know what I mean. For all we know, Sharon, you might have been
by
one of them.
The law.
That was uncalled for.
Well, this lady is busting my castanets.
I don't think so.
You don't say to her, for all you know, she might have been one of them.
She knows what I'm talking about.
No, I don't know what you're talking
you
about.
You know a 17-year-old girl can doll up and look like she's 31.
But you want to know something?
You want me to get an ID? Is that what you want to do? Do an ID check with every broad?
Do you want to know something?
Every broad? You know, every word that comes out of your mouth, Dawn, you sink further into a swamp of dumb, as you like to say.
And because and he does not deserve his position at the radio station.
I work at a television station,
okay,
madam.
A television station. You don't deserve the position.
Right.
If you're supposed to be a community leader, look at the way you're talking and how you're displaying yourself now.
Ma'am, what am I saying?
You're deplorable.
What am I doing? I'm trying to save my job. My wife has forgiven me.
You don't deserve your job.
My wife has forgiven me.
You know what? She's going to have a long, hard life to live.
Well, here we go, Sharon. Let's just all sit at your feet and learn about life. What makes you the Wizard of Oz?
You know what? Don't turn this around on me.
Yeah.
It's all on you.
Good point, Sharon. This is about you, Don.
Whoa.
It's not about your boss.
You're lecturing me about how to live my life. Now, yes,
you know
right.
What? It's not about your boss being Jewish. It's not about how The girl is 1 month away. It's about your behavior, and you haven't even, you have no remorse. If you had remorse, you would not be having a drink.
At the beginning of this show, I said I was very sorry. I apologized to my wife. I apologized to my viewers. I apologized to that girl's father, and I apologized to the girl, although I don't think I should have, because like I said, the way she was dressed that day, she would have made a bishop bust up a stained glass window. Now, that's the truth.
Now, you want to know something? Just your articulation right now, you don't deserve to be on the television as a community leader.
Well, that's a step up. At least you didn't say radio.
Hello?
Does it matter?
Forget it.
You know what he did? He dropped the phone and walked away like a baby, Sharon.
He's probably drunk.
No, I'm not a baby.
We can hear you, Don.
I'm not talking to this woman anymore.
You sound like a child. You've got viewers. You know, you got viewers that you are trying to get your credibility back with.
I never lost my credibility with my viewers.
You're having a temper tantrum is what you're having. If you don't have your way, then you're going to hurt other people.
You know, Sharon, I want to tell you a story. I want to tell you a story about a 10-year-old boy whose mother used to walk in on him when he was having a bath. That was my mother, with her robe open, running at me and pushing kisses on me. You remind me of her, and you remind me of those days.
What is that supposed to mean, dude? Are you going to
see I don't even understand what that means.
Some psychodrama?
This woman, in her dictatorial and very judgmental fashion, reminds me of the seductive mother that I had to put up with all those years.
Hey, dude.
You know what? I have to turn this back around and say it's not about me. It's about you.
Okay, Mom.
All right, Sharon.
And you honestly need help.
Yeah, you know the help I need? I need to know where I can get a pair of earplugs quick.
All right, Sharon, thank you.
You're welcome.
Dude, you are making yourself look bad.
No, you're making me look bad by allowing these phone callers on who have no understanding of what I've been through. Now, Phil, you know me, and you know the Emmys that I've won. You know that the Channel 19 newsroom, the Up With People segment with Donna DeCruz...
Will you quit doing a plug for your newscast? You might be out of a job tomorrow night.
I won't be out of a job if Mick Wasserman rescinds it. Otherwise, Mick Wasserman will have on his head millions and millions of children in the Los Angeles area knowing that Santa Claus is a lie, a filthy lie, told by millions of parents. And why? Because they want to make their children feel good, and I don't blame them for wanting to make their children feel good. But meanwhile, I got to go back to San Diego. I'd rather crap razor blades.
You really?
Yes, I do. I really feel that strongly.
1-800-449-8686. Heather, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show. Heather, go ahead, hon.
Oh, I'm so sorry about that.
That's all right. You're on the air. Go ahead.
What Cheryl said before, it sounds like he's pouting. And I just feel, Don, that you need to be accountable for your actions. You have paid financially. You've taken care of your wife.
Yes.
This other girl.
Yes.
However, have you done anything personally for yourself? Have you thought about alcohol counseling?
Oh,
have
absolutely.
Have you done anything so
absolutely.
That this would not happen again?
Absolutely. I have.
And why are you next door having a 2% beer right now?
I'm having a 2% alcohol beer.
Why are you doing that? Why,
why
do
are you doing that?
You
got to go on the air tonight, right?
Yeah, I got to go on the air tonight. What does that got to do with it?
What are you drinking before you go on the air?
2% out. Hey, Phil, do you ever wash your mouth out before you go on the air with Listerine?
Yeah.
You know there's alcohol in that.
There's not even a percent of alcohol in Listerine. I'm not swallowing it either.
And your point is what? What is the point of this lady who you obviously put on the air because she backs up your point of view?
It's not. I'm not backing up anybody's point of view, and no one's brought up about alcohol counseling. And I just think that,
madam, are you being honest that Mr. Henry's program has paid you to be on the air tonight?
Absolutely not. Actually, this is my first time ever on talk radio. I felt very strongly about this.
I don't ever pay callers.
Well, I'd like to know this. Look, I'm sorry that I had sex with that young lady. She happens to think that I'm a big name on television. I can't help it if I'm a celebrity. She's 17, going on 58. She had on those... Let me tell you something. What 17-year-old do you know wears leopard tights? Leopard tights. With the big spike heels, she looks like she ought to have on clown lipstick and going into some old steakhouse.
But you fell for it.
I fell for it. I didn't think she was 17.
Dawn, the oldest excuse. I didn't know she was 17.
Oh, all right. I got a pack of cigarettes.
All I hope I can say is please rethink that you're taking it out on innocent children.
How much for Lucky Strike?
Heather, thanks a lot. He's dropped the phone again.
Smoking is more important than taking care of moral business.
know what, Heather? I agree with you. I'm going to go take care of some business right now, all right?
Well, I hope that the alcohol stops, and I hope that you can take care of yourself and keep healthy, and God bless you.
The alcohol stops when I get my job back.
Thank you, Heather. Don?
What?
Hey, man, I'm not going to talk to you 5 miles away from the phone, okay?
I'm getting a pack of Lucky Strike.
What a child. Get him under control, Harry, will you, or tell him I'm hanging up. This guy thinks he's going to get back on the air tomorrow night with Colin saying that Mick Wasserman being a Jewish guy is the reason why, you know, he's the cat will never let him back on. He'll never get a gig on in Los Angeles. Again, what does he want? What, Don?
You know, I can tell you, I wouldn't hire you. You know, you remind me of Porky Pig.
You know, my board op and my boss do that joke, so you're way late. 1-800-449-8686. Don Berman of Channel 19 News in a very serious situation this evening. The discovery of not only an extramarital affair, but a sexual relationship with an underage female, on top of the fact that he is threatening to tell children on his nightly newscast tomorrow night there's no Santa Claus unless he gets his job back, is on the phone with us right now, and he's in a bar drinking, quote, 2% beer 2 hours before he's going on the air with another newscast. 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Hendry Show.
1-800-449-8686.
Every time you open your mouth, you sink into a bigger swamp of dumb.
1-800-449-8686. The Mick Phil Wasserman. Hendry Show is back.
You keep bringing up Mick Wasserman.
Mick Wasserman is a great general manager. But don't you know that there are a great many executives in this business who would rather be on the other side of the camera and enjoying some of the exposure that I enjoy? If I am a 57-year-old man and I'm still attractive to a 17-year-old girl, that's not my fault. That's Mick Wasserman's fault.
Well, then maybe Mick Wasserman's doing something about it by taking you off the air.
Taking me off the air, and by taking me off the air, Channel 19 News goes down.
Goes down.
Down. Downhill. Faster than that 17-year-old went.
All right. 1-800-449-8686. Patrick, go ahead. Patrick, go ahead, man. He's gone. Let's go to Jesse. Go ahead, man. Jesse?
Hello?
Yes, sir. You're on the air.
Yeah, I have a question for you.
Yes, sir, Jesse.
Why would you want to tell all the children that Santa Claus doesn't exist, something that you've caused for yourself?
Well, wait a minute. Let's talk about this. Yes, I had an extramarital affair. She was 17 going on 64. All right? You there, Jesse, or do you have your radio turned up?
I'll do it. Jesse, turn your radio down.
No, I'll do it. Jesse, turn your...
I'll do it.
Okay. Well,
first of all, how am I supposed to know she's 17? Am I supposed to get an ID?
Is she standing there at a high school car wash?
Yes.
Well, then, isn't that a tip-off?
She could have been one of the parents.
Well, that is totally irrelevant. If I hit somebody in my car and I kill them, how am I supposed to know that they weren't going to stop at the stop sign?
Wait a minute. If you hit someone in your car and you kill them, is it your fault that they were walking across a darkened highway in the middle of the night on not on a crosswalk? Ooh, 3 points. That's
no,
a switch.
But I'm going to go tell
Don
everybody.
Three, Jesse, nothing. We'll be back after this word from the Boys Club.
What's that? Jesse, I couldn't hear you because Don is blathering. What'd you say, man?
If I'm drinking and driving and I slam into a child's son or a child's father walking down the road, I'm drunk. That's my fault that I hit him, not his father, for walking down the road.
I don't understand what that has to do with my... I wasn't drunk when I met that girl. I was stoned
cold sober. No, you weren't. But this is your fault that all this is fault. You were the one that had the affair.
I'm trying to
keep... Why ruin everybody's Christmas for something that you've brought on yourself?
Well, I'm not going to ruin everyone's Christmas. All Mick Wasserman has to do is rescind my termination, put me back on the air.
Shouldn't he punish you at all?
Well, for what? Why should he punish
me? That's your punishment.
Shouldn't Wasserman punish you at all?
What, for what? I've already been punished. I told you, my wife got her hooks into me for another 20-carat diamond.
Well, that's too bad.
What?
Punishments last forever.
Can I ask you something, sir?
You're growing older.
Let me ask you something, sir. You're out on a news assignment. Let's say this is you. This happened to me one night. You're out on a news assignment. You've had too much to drink. You're told to go to the site of a crash. You drive the news van over top of two bodies, but they're dead already and they're in body bags. But you're drunk. And that happened to me. I was drunk. I drove over two dead bodies already in body bags. Now, did I do anything really all that bad?
Should you feel bad?
No, no. Did I do anything all that bad by driving over two dead bodies?
Yeah, your first mistake was showing up at the job site drunk.
But what did I do wrong?
You drove over a couple of...
They were dead already. Jesus,
what's the point? It doesn't matter if they were dead already.
You're gonna break my castanets because I drove over a couple of body bags? Wow.
You shouldn't have been drunk. If you'd been sober like a real man would,
right,
when he would go to work, that wouldn't have happened.
Louie, another whiskey sour, will you?
Hold on. For whiskey sour, huh?
Yeah, well, why don't you just mind your own business?
1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686, controlled by the International Jewish Media Conspiracy. The Phil Hendry Show is back, 1-800-449-8686.
That's the thing. And when I told her that...
I'm going to tell you something, Don. You've had a lot to drink. You're going on the air.
No, don't tell me how much I've had to drink. Mick Wasserman is a Jew. You know that.
Don't talk like that, man. I got to get another phone call up here. Linda, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show. Linda,
hello?
Go ahead, Linda.
I would like to know, do you have children?
Who am I speaking with, please?
This is Linda.
Okay.
Do you have children, Don?
What is her question?
Do you have children?
Well, you know what I always say to that, Linda? That's for me to know and for you to find out.
Okay.
He's drunk. Linda, he's drunk.
He's in high school.
He's drunk.
I'm drunk.